Okay, we're going to turn to our last guest from House District 35. It's Philip Alderfer, who's a Democrat.
Thank you, Mike.
And we have about 6 minutes, 5 to 6
sure.
minutes here. Do you wish to make an opening statement, or would you like to just get to questions?
I'd be happy to make a quick opening statement and go.
Go ahead.
There. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be back with you again, and it's great to visit you in the viewing audience one more time. My name is Philip Alderfer, and I'm proud to be the Democratic candidate for the Alaska State House of Representatives from the Southern Kenai Peninsula. My family first moved to the Southern Kenai in the mid-70s, and since then we've been commercial fishermen and teachers and carpenters and contractors. And while the jobs have changed, one thing that's remained the same is our consistent and abiding commitment to the land, the people, and the places in the Southern Kenai. My wife and I are expecting our first child this spring, and we're proud to add to a long line of family members who've been born in Homer. But we're concerned that unless Alaska begins to address its high energy costs, create good and meaningful jobs, and act as a responsible steward of our natural places, that our kids and their kids might miss out on some of the great opportunities that I and my family have had. And that's why I'm running for the State House. I'm Philip Alderfer, and I would certainly appreciate your vote on November 4th. Thank you,
and if you're elected, what would be the first bill you would introduce? Do you have a thought on that?
I haven't actually thought about a specific bill. I think the two things that I'm most committed to are making sure that our small coastal communities remain viable. So that involves job creation. I think that involves solving Alaska's energy problems. And I'm very committed to working on developing a stable and consistent program of renewable energy in the state.
There's a certain amount of skepticism about government getting involved
sure.
in job creation.
excuse me.
How do you evaluate our track record there, although realizing that's a pretty global question? And
yeah.
do you have any specifics about what you think government can do?
Sure. I think you're absolutely right. Government's history of picking winners is pretty lousy, and there are a lot of good examples of bad projects across the state. I think the things that the state can do, and that so far we've done pretty well, is provide, for example, capital through programs like AHFC or ADA, and I think we need to be committed to that. I think we can and should be committed to comprehensive education, including vocational and technical training for new industries and to encourage innovation. And I think, again, if we make a commitment to providing stable, affordable, renewable energy, that the combination of energy and education will provide a fertile ground in which private enterprise can grow and thrive.
Now, I've heard mostly anecdotally, although there have been news stories about this, that fishermen in Homer and other communities have modified their fishing activities or in some cases ceased
sure.
because of the price of fuel. Is there anything the state can do about that, or are we really, I mean, aside from giving people money,
sure.
are
yeah.
we in the realm of the free market here?
Well, I think there are, you're absolutely right, fishing practices have changed. I think they've changed, beginning in Homer and working out the entire chain. One of the things that I know that's been discussed, for example, is installing, say, wind turbines in some of the remote villages or more remote villages along the chain so that we can take fuel oil out of the system that's currently being used to provide electricity, through generators, and keep it in, say, the fishing industry so that we're not necessarily saving that barrel of oil, but we're not putting it into electricity generation. We can use it for industry.
If your opponent was here tonight, if you're thinking of the tense, did I get
sure,
it wrong?
Yeah.
If your opponent was here tonight, what one question would you ask him?
Yeah, I wanted to ask specifically about his position on Pebble Mine. I strongly
and he is Paul Seaton.
Paul Seaton
yeah.
is the opponent, and his position is. I don't know. I'm unclear about what his position is. And that's why I wanted to ask. I strongly support the development of our natural resources, including oil and gas and timber and minerals and fisheries. But I think there are a lot of folks in our district who are very concerned about that project in particular, and I would have liked to have heard his opinion on it.
I guess it's a little funny. He was just asked to vote on this. Presumably he knows how he voted.
Correct. He's answered the question quite often by talking about the potential threat of lawsuits through some sort of regulatory takings claim. And I would have liked to have pressed him on that point a little bit more because the law reviewed articles that I've read, the cases from federal claims court and state Supreme Courts have all indicated that a project before it is permitted has no standing for a takings claim. I would have liked to have learned more about his position on that issue.
Okay, we're going to run out of time. Do you have like a last minute, 1 minute statement or final thoughts or observations you'd like to?
I do. I have a final statement, and I'll be happy to try and jam it into a minute.
No, go ahead. Do your best.
I appreciate that. The Southern Kenai is a fantastic place to live. As we've just discussed, we have wonderful people, abundant natural resources, and a high quality of life. But we do face real and significant challenges, like the rising cost of energy and a small job market. Solving these problems will take hard work, leadership, and new ideas, exactly the skills that I bring to my family business every day. I look forward to representing the Southern Kenai Peninsula, and I'll fight for issues that are important to working families: education, energy, health care, and clean water. During my walks across the district, hundreds of people have joined our campaign for new leadership and new ideas. And if we've not had a chance to meet in person, I encourage you to visit our website, which is aldifer08.org. I am Philip Aldifer. I ask for your help, I ask for your support, and I ask for your vote on November 4th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.